Good day. This is Technologist Case for your daily briefing for February 19th, 2019. My name is Kenneth Saunders III, and thank you for listening to this podcast. Please support this podcast by listening to it on a daily basis, sharing this with everyone that you know, but then also click on that subscribe button so that way that you can get notified when a new episode is live. But then also you can go to my Patreon site at patreon.com/KS3Tech and make a donation there. So that way that you can continue to learn the truth about technology. So let's go ahead on with the briefing. Now, first up, I hope everybody had a good long weekend celebrating that President's Day and that you were able to, well, you know what, relax. How many, and here's a question that I have. How many of y'all can name all the presidents from the very beginning all the way to the current one? Not that many people actually can. And in fact, it's really hard for people to even know who who the newest attorney general is or even the governor of the state is. But we all need to get a little bit more civic-minded because when it comes to this day and age of technology, we need people in place that understands it and can actually adapt to it as quick as possible. And speaking of adapting, over in France, they made lightsaber dueling a sport, an actual sport. Now, lightsabers are the same lightsabers that you're thinking about from Star Wars, and they have officially made it a true sport, which is pretty cool in a sense. No, it's flat out cool because the beauty of lightsabers is just the fencing, swording, action aspect of it, which is really cool. And for them to actually make it into a sport, well, you know, that's what the French do. Oui, oui. So, next up, we actually have Apple. And Apple is selling their iPhone SE in their clearance section for a very, very low price. And it's the most affordable iPhone right now. And they seem like they keep doing this every couple of weeks because once they put it out, it's sold out. It gets sold out extremely quick. So there's still a market of people out there who desire the very small screen of the iPhone SE. And actually, when you hold it, it's so tiny. It's so cute. It really is. But it's the same size as an iPhone 5 or iPhone 5S. So it's a very small phone, but it still has a lot of powerful components in it. And hopefully, considering that it keeps selling out, maybe this may be a sign to Apple to actually release something, a phone of a smaller size. Because not everybody loves the big phones, like mine, which is really big. But it fits my hands. Next up, we actually have AT&T. Now, you know about AT&T, and I think I'm talking about them on a weekly basis. And today they released a fact sheet about their 5G service. Five facts about the 5G service. Now, I'm not going to go through all of them, but what is actually really interesting about the 5G is that they've expanded it now to 21 cities, and they're expanding more throughout the year. And this is just to let you know that 5G is going to be a slow deployment. It is nothing that's going to be fast. But the two cities that I care about, Atlanta and New Orleans, have 5G service right now. And the thing that is really interesting about the fact sheet is that they talk about 5G, but they do not talk about 5GE, which is their fake 5G technology that's based off of 4G, which is great that they're not talking about it. And it seems like they're trying to sweep it under the carpet or under the rug about the 5GE service. They may pick up and talk about it again. And I don't know who America's biggest test, the marketing that they do. I've never heard of the company, but whatever. The fact is that it's good that when they're coming out with a fact sheet that they're not talking about 5GE. So maybe somebody there is getting a clue, but time will determine that. And particularly when they talk about a fact sheet that there are two phones that are going to support 5G so far, and they're both Samsung phones. And so we'll see what happens with that. And then even talking about 5G and really talking about the progression of it, Qualcomm, which makes the modems that are, maybe you may have in your phone if you have an Android phone. If you have an iPhone, you may have one in an older iPhone, or you may have an Intel modem. But this chip is the way on how you're able to connect to the cellular networks. And Qualcomm has already, you know, developed and deployed their 5G modems for the 5G phones that are coming out this year. But today they announced that they are already working on a second generation of their 5G chipset or their modem called the X55. Now, here's the truth of technology moment. If a company is already working on their second generation, they're already announcing it, and the technology itself that it's based on isn't fully fleshed out, guess what? Don't buy any 5G anything this year, because you will be wasting your money, literally, and wasting your frustration, because the first generation, of course, is going to suck out a whole lot of battery life, and it's not fair to you nor to your wallet to support the first generation and wait until next year when things are fully a little bit more fleshed out and that you have more 5G support in more cities, because you definitely want to be able to take advantage of that technology when it comes out. Now, on a sad note, we have Netflix that decided to cancel The Punisher and Jessica Jones. Now, many of y'all may be like, why is this about technology? Because it's Netflix, right? Cord cutting. But this again is the final shows that they needed to cut away, so that way they can finally move away from Disney and concentrate more on their original content, and those shows can finally go onto new Disney service, which will come out later this year. Now, I'm not sure if the Defenders or anything like that will come out when Disney Plus comes out, but we'll see later on this year. But it's sad to see those shows to go. The Punisher is really good. And if I make us, and if you've seen The Punisher, you know exactly what I mean. You know why. You know why I did that. You know why? Right? But here's what I want to talk about. And this show is going to maybe just a little bit longer, but I'll try to keep it within the next 3 minutes. But tomorrow is a huge day. This is a very exciting day. But first, I want to talk about this company, Samsung, and what they announced over the weekend. And they announced that they are no longer going to make Blu-ray players. The Blu-ray 4K and regular Blu-ray players. They're not going to introduce any more new models. Doesn't mean that they're going to stop selling the ones that they currently have, but this is a sign of physical media really dying out and how people are not necessarily buying physical disc. Now, even though that if you have a 4K TV and you want to really show off the power of the full clarity, and if you have a home theater system, physical disc, there's nothing that can beat it. Nothing can beat it. Streaming services are good, they look good, but they still don't show off the full capability of your TV. So, if you have a 4K TV, I still recommend getting a Blu-ray player just for legacy sakes, because I know that you still have some DVDs that you don't want to let go, like The Color Purple. Yeah, I know, right? I mean, because it only, you know, keep your Blu-ray player, because you have things that you want to keep on your on physical disc, and you don't want to move it to the cloud just yet. But Samsung tomorrow is a very exciting day. It's a huge day in the world of technology. And that is because Samsung at 2 p.m. Eastern Time, they are going to have the Unpacked event, where they are going to announce not only the next Galaxy S series phones, but perhaps some wearables and some other things, perhaps a foldable phone. Yes, a foldable phone. Now, I don't know if they are going to do that, and I will wait to see if they do. But here's the thing about this. This S10 is supposed to have a new design and stuff, and even if you go online right now, there's so many different leaks and information about the next phone that really there really isn't going to be any surprise as far as with how the phone looks. It is what it is. But the truth and technology side of things is to see what they actually do announce and how much in detail they talk about their new camera systems with the new lenses and the new operating system for Samsung, the One UI, and how that integrates on making the Android experience even better. One of the things that you want to be able to take careful note of is how quick will these phones get the new Android updates when they come out. Because here we're in February, the phones will come out in March, and here we turn around in May, and Google is announcing their new version of Android that will come out in a few months later on this year. Will these phones actually receive it? And so if you are a Note person, despite the fact that the Galaxy 10 is definitely their mainstream product, it is not their flagship product. The flagship product is the Note, because whatever the S10 or the Galaxy S series gets, the Note gets as well, along with the S Pen. So you want to be able to take, I would say this, for tomorrow, you can watch the event live. It's on YouTube. Go to Samsung's website and you'll be able to see it live. But the thing is that keep your expectations low. And I say this because even though that most people know that I'm an Apple head, absolutely, because Apple typically announces and has the best technology because it just works for everybody, not just for an exclusive set. And fight me. I will challenge you and I will beat you and I will convince you to come to Apple. But out of all seriousness, Samsung is one of the leaders in technology. And the fact is that whenever they make an announcement, despite all the leaks that they may be doing themselves, the fact is that there are companies that will follow along with what they do. Now, they may try to come out and be the first, and sometimes they're not the best. Well, the underlying technology that they have, particularly the hardware, is very, very, very solid. And it's going to be interesting on what they do to this phone that it will really determine on what Samsung will do for the next couple of years. For the people who love Samsung, pay attention tomorrow and get and have tempered expectations, and then also be excited about it. Because if you love Samsung, make sure that you go full in on it. And let's see on what they announce and how it truly enriches people's lives. Because if it's just them throwing stuff up like they've always done, that's their track history. They just throw things out and see what sticks. But if they really make this phone something that can really help people's lives out, at something that's not a gimmick, then we'll see what happens. I'm looking forward to it. And hopefully you will too. But I will be talking about it in depth, in detail tomorrow. And so hopefully that you will be able to hear the truth about technology and about this unpacked event. That way that you're not swayed by the hype of it, but can have a realistic conversation with people on the reason why you just went and spent $1,500 on a new phone. So again, this ends the Daily Briefing for February 19th, 2019. My name is Kenneth Saunders III. Thank you for listening to this podcast. I definitely appreciate everyone's support. Definitely stay in love with technology. And the only way that you can do it is by just utilizing it and appreciating the technology that you have. Everyone have a good day.